Hey, it's me. And I haven't been here for a really long time. And to be honest, I've been reluctant to even record this episode, mostly because I feel like I've fallen into this habit of, you know, like I showed up here every day, oh, not every day, every week for like 7 years. And then I needed to take time off because it just didn't feel in alignment for me anymore. I needed a break. And I took the break and then I kind of flitted and floated and came back and recorded a few episodes and then disappeared again. And I have felt a bit of shame around that because I remember speaking to, actually the reason that I showed up every week without fail for 7 years was because early on in the piece when I started Carlosophies, I kind of had a false start. Actually, I started under another podcast name altogether, and anyway, that didn't work out. So I moved over to Carlosophies and relaunched the show and then had the success that I had, which was great, right? But I kind of did what I always do, which is start something really strong, be really interested in it, and then just kind of drop the ball. And I probably just missed one episode or something. And that can be a fast track for me to just dropping all the balls and giving up because it's like, oh yeah, you just suck at something. You know, it's that all or nothing approach that I know a lot of us have a tendency to fall into, particularly when we're ADHD. You know, the dopamine's there and then it's not there and we feel like we're fucking up, you know? And not just that, but I remember I had a client and in the client call, she had said, when someone disappears and, you know, like says, oh yeah, I'm going to be here every week. And then they're not there every week. It makes me trust them less. And I was like, well, I'm never doing that again. And so I didn't. And for 7 years. And it almost became like a chore. You know, what had started as a kind of passion project, I just ended up feeling like so much pressure and I wasn't enjoying it anymore, but I was just going through the motions. And I noticed the less engaged I was energetically, you know, and kind of like it became like that chore, the less the show grew. In fact, it shrunk. And eventually it was kind of like, why am I even doing this? And it was never about the audience size, though it probably was a little bit, to be honest. But it was definitely about my pride and my ego. And actually, I didn't know who I was going to be if I wasn't week in, week out podcasting. Like, how can you be a podcast mentor, which I was at that time, if you don't podcast? And then, you know, the last few years I've fallen into a more behind the scenes role, which has been great. And there's been lots of lessons. I'm sure we'll talk about some of them. But lately I've just been feeling this desire to get back behind the mic. What I've noticed is over the last few years, my relationship to my voice has really been affected by the fact I'm not using my voice. I used to always say, you haven't lost your voice. Right? Like so many people talk about finding their voice. And unless we've physically lost our voice, we still have a voice. There's nothing to be found. Sometimes it's really just about exercising it. I used to always say the throat is just a series of muscles that require exercising. And the more that we exercise them, the stronger those muscles become. You know, it's that whole what would you call it? Like meme. It's not really a meme, but I don't know what the word is. So we'll just go with meme. When people say speak, even if your voice shakes, because in the beginning it does, you know, I remember back in, actually I'm just having all these memories of back in the day when I started to first use my voice, I was at the height of my depression. And every time I would speak, even if it was just someone at Woolies asking me how I was, I could feel the tears behind just sitting there at the back of my throat, and it stopped me from using my voice, you know? And then I was like, no, fuck this, I'm going to use it. And then over the years, you know, I started a blog and called Carlosophies. Don't Google it. Please don't Google it. It's embarrassing. And eventually it led me to, you know, I started a YouTube channel. That was another embarrassing little side hustle thing, until eventually I landed on Carlosophies. And then I lost my voice. Or what I actually did was swallow. I swallowed my voice a lot, and I have continued to over the last few years. And I had a lot of healing to do within myself. But what I've noticed is increasingly and more increasingly, I really have lost confidence. I've lost confidence in that I'm going to be able to open my mouth and whatever comes out is good, you know, like I've really lost confidence in that. Even when I'm voice noting my best friends in the world, I'll often delete it because I'm so judgy towards myself. Like the inner rhetoric and then, you know, that narrative of how shit you are, no one wants to hear what you've got to say, all that stuff that I used to talk to about with clients, I have been experiencing myself for the first time in a really long time. And it has stopped me. It has stopped me from getting behind the mic because I have really been questioning what value I bring. I've really been questioning what I have to say, if anything, that's of any importance or relevance. And I've been, yeah, just super harsh with myself. And there's been other elements which we'll explore, but, you know, having a job has meant that there's lots that I would have loved to talk about, but it wasn't appropriate for me to talk about it because it wasn't my story to tell and it wasn't my place to tell. And also I am, you know, there's a professional code of ethics. And so my voice became compromised by being employed by someone else. And now I'm not. And I'm just realizing how much I miss this, how much I miss, yeah, clicking record and just letting the words flow. And so just 2 days ago, well, yesterday actually, I felt like it was time. And like, how funny, because it's like also the eclipse and all that shit. And I'm not the person, you know, like 10, 15 years ago, I was a person who would put their crystals out under the full moon. And, you know, and I did a lot of spiritual practices and I've lost touch with all of that too. I remember recording a podcast episode, which was actually one of the most downloaded ones I'd had for a really long time, about how I was breaking up with spirituality. And I did, but what I did in that was lose this sense of like hope and trust. And I became really cynical and jaded and skeptical. Like I've become the world's biggest skeptic. And I just want to kind of invite in a little more mysticism, a little more, yeah, like, I don't know, curiosity and intrigue and hope and inspiration and motivation. And like, there's so much, but it all starts here, right? So yesterday I just wrote a line in the sand. When I started Carlosophies, one of the rules, I'm big with like making little rules or guidelines for myself, right? So one of the guidelines I had when I first started Carlosophies was I would hit record and I would talk until I was done talking. Oops, I just hit the mic, sorry. Until I was done talking. And then I would publish and I wouldn't edit and I didn't edit. And I wouldn't, like, if I lost my train of thought, it would go out. If I didn't know where I was going, like, you heard it all. You heard my insecurities. Like, I really made myself very vulnerable through releasing those episodes weekly for a very long time. Like, you had access to all of the parts of me that have felt shameful and all of the parts of me that, now I'm losing my train of thought again, but I'm leaving it in because I have hit record and I am going to publish this as a promise to myself in the same way I did whenever that was, over 10 years ago now. You know, I have these little rules for myself, and that rule set me up to be able to speak confidently and have trust in my voice, you know? And I haven't had that for a number of years now. But as I was saying, I drew a line in the sand yesterday and I felt like, you know what? It's time. It's time to give less fucks. It's time to stop wearing the self-imposed muzzle that you have placed on yourself because of all of these assumptions of what you think people are thinking about you. Oh my God, I did this reel years ago that was me playing a ukulele, and it was about, I'm going to put a link in the show notes, but it was basically me. I made up this tiny little like song. It wasn't even a song. It was like three lines or something about like how no one's like, it's kind of like no one gives a fuck. So, you know, just share kind of thing. God, I've really butchered that. But anyway, like I've made it sound really shit. It's actually my favorite thing I have ever created on Instagram is that reel. And it was like, you know, no one's thinking more about this than you are kind of thing. And so, yeah, so I've just kind of put this line in the sand where it's like, you know what? I have no idea where I'm going. I have closed a chapter. I am currently still producing. I'm producing for a big tech startup at the moment, and I've done two seasons with them, which will wrap up in May. And then I don't know what's next. And I'm really thinking about what I want to come next, because I kind of am getting clearer on what it is that I don't want. I'm not quite clear on what it is that I do want, but I feel like unless I'm actually taking action towards something different, I'm never going to figure it out. I'm just going to be in this constant state of thinking about what I want to do next. And I used to see this with clients all the time. There was this constant like refining and distilling and perfecting, and nothing actually ever made it outside of them or outside of their journal, because they were never like, they were just stuck in this constant state of figuring it out rather than like actually doing it and then seeing what happens. And so I decided I was just gonna like say fuck it, I'm gonna just start saying whatever the fuck I want to say without a muzzle on and just see where this goes. And so yesterday and today I have posted an insane amount of Instagram stories. And what I realized was I actually haven't lost my voice. I've just stopped using it. And I'm healthier and happier, a fuckload happier, when I am sharing without the filter. I mean, the filtering's still happening. Obviously, we all filter in some way, and the inner rhetoric is there, though I've noticed since I've been talking now for 12 minutes, it has quietened a little bit. It's like I've started riding the bike again, and that feels really good. And I'm aware now that I don't know what I was talking about. And that's okay. Let me have a think. So I started sharing this insane amount of Instagram stories about everything, about what's happening with Kyle and Jackie O and commercial radio industry stuff. I felt like I haven't been able to say because I've been working inside the industry. What else? There was a whole bunch of stories. And like, to be honest, it's probably 15 minutes worth of content in stories. And though this is not about like this, the last 24 hours or the space where I'm in right now, is not about me like looking for validation, looking for reach. I am doing this for myself because there's pieces of me that I want to reclaim, and there's like a new version of me that I am becoming. And yeah, I, and this is just the practice of that, whether anyone comes along for the journey is not, it's not the definition of success of this. It's really just me honoring myself. So what I realized though was that while I, you know, whenever I post, I know this from years of experience because I tend to be a ranter on Instagram. I can't stop once I start. And because I'm always thinking about like, oh yeah, and then this nuance and then this nuance and then, oh, need to say that. And like, you got to have this context and, you know, all that kind of jazz. And so what could have been like two stories ends up being like 15 because like I need to cover all the nuances and I want to get more succinct, but first I need to just rip the Band-Aid off and let it all come out, you know, before I start editing. And so that's what this practice is. But in doing that, it, I've realized, and I've realized this a long time ago, but before I think I used to make it personal and it's not, you know, like when I go on those rants on Instagram and there's 10 to 15 stories, I do end up with only like five people having watched them all. But that's because Instagram is a platform that, you know, rewards like particularly the stories section. It's about short and sharp, you know, like they just want you to share little bits. I don't want you to share what is fucking a podcast cut up into 1 minute fucking segments, you know? And so perhaps Instagram isn't the platform for my unfiltered brand of thought and observation and experience, you know? And then I thought, well, where would I share that stuff? Like, can you believe I actually thought that? I actually thought, where could I share this long form stuff? Dude, you've got this podcast that's been sitting here for a couple of years now without much going on at all. What if you just revived Carlos Aviz? Now that comes with a little bit of activation within me, because I go immediately into, oh God, but then you've got to lock yourself in. And then the, you know, that memory of just what a chore it felt like towards the end of Carlos Aviz comes up and and I'm like, do you really want to commit? Do you really want to commit to this? Like, what, you know, what if you decide that it's not what you want? And then you look so much like a fuckwit because you've done it again. You've gone on there and you've said, hey, I'm going to show up here every week, and then you fucking disappear and nobody trusts you. You know, like just all of that stuff comes up. And so I am now different. I'm different to the person that I was when I left Carlos Aviz and the practice of speaking up on a weekly basis. I am different, and this will be different. And I'm not really sure how it looks yet. But at this stage, my next step is to go back to my old assistant, Milena, and see if she would be willing to, like, I'm still working. Like, right now, the thing is, just show up at the mic, record it, get it out there, and then do it again and do it again and do it again until you start to feel that feeling of, this feels like a chore. And at that point, you can make a decision about, like, what is this actually about? Is it a chore, or have you created all this pressure around it because you know, like just really come back to, like, why are you doing this? So for now, in the sake of momentum, I am going to reach out to my old assistant, Milena, and see if she will come back on for a little bit, and we just test it out. We test out how it looks and how it feels for me to show up here and share. And at this stage, I'm thinking I'll go back to my weekly release, and maybe that will change. But what this is about, and this is just like a call to anyone who is teetering on the edge of starting something and absolutely paralyzed by your, whether it's your inner rhetoric or fear, self-doubt, or even just like not knowing how, or telling yourself you don't know how, because we can always figure it out. This is just a message to you too. Start. Like, it's such a fucking cliche. I'm bored just hearing myself say this, but really, it's so true. In order to get momentum, you need to start. Because if you don't start, then there's no momentum to be created. You end up just in this space of constant swirling and stagnation. And I'm not here for that. And I don't think you are either. So this is just a little encouragement. If I can do this, if I can sit here and press record on an episode after kind of 3-4 years of not even being able to send a voice note without deleting it at least a couple of times, I can't tell you how many thousands of Instagram stories never made it out there. And that says a lot. If I can do this, then you can take just one step towards, you don't have to, like me, I don't have the picture. I don't know really where I'm going, but I know I'm never going to get anywhere other than where I am if I don't move in some way. And so this is a movement that will hopefully create more movement. And that is it. So see you next week. Love ya. Bye.